So last week we were talking to you about your job, and we're still looking for your stories. Do you love your job? Do you hate it? What do you do? Why do you do it? And specifically, how has your job changed since the Great Recession, if it has? The majority of you, I have to admit, called in to complain about your job, but we also got lots of responses like this.
Several years ago, I lost my corporate sales job, and my wife and I decided to start a dog walking business. Our business is great. Now we don't have to take any crap. We just pick it up.
I absolutely love my job. I'm very fortunate, and I know it. I happen to be the drummer for the hit Broadway musical Memphis. I used to work in a cubicle, and I couldn't stand it. And now my cubicle is my drum set, and I love it.
So there's some examples of people who called in to say that they love their work, and we have two listeners on who called in with pretty much the same message. Josh Wahlberg, full-time stocker at Walmart, and you have a weekend job at McDonald's as well, right, Josh?
Yes, that's true.
And you love your job?
I love working at Walmart. The McDonald's job, not so much.
But so why do you do it?
I need the money right now. I just had an infant, and it's helping pay for her.
So tell me what you love about your Walmart job.
I get to see people. There's, you know, the crew, and then the customers can be some pretty interesting stuff that happens in front of us. And then it's challenging. It gives me something to do where there'll be nights where company mandates only 60 pieces an hour, and I can get up to like 120 boxes open, put on a shelf an hour as a personal challenge. And it makes you feel good when you can do something.
Although it sounds like the only drawback is you're not making quite enough at the full-time Walmart job to cover all the expenses.
Right.
Okay.
That would be about my only complaint.
Greta Picklesemer is with us as well, office assistant in the Human Services Department for the state of Michigan. Thanks for joining us, Greta.
Thank you so much.
And you love your job, too.
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely love it.
All right. Why do you love your job?
I work as an office assistant, and I greet customers when they come in to apply for services with DHS in Wayne County. And it's basically, last year I was unemployed. I was receiving services as well, or receiving assistance from the state. And I remember what it was like to be on the other side of the glass. And I know that I'm helping people on a daily basis. I never know what's walking in the door, you know, what their complaints are or how they're feeling. And just being able to give them a little bit of happiness, you know, before they leave. And also the group of people that I work with is just incredible. That's why I go to work.
So, Greta, let me get this clear. A year ago, you were one of the people that you now deal with as a client.
Right.
And,
right.
But, you know, going in, I got to be honest, I've been into these health and human services departments. That can be that's almost as frustrating as going to the DMV.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, I remember what it was like to be totally embarrassed and humiliated to go in and have to sign up for services to get food stamps, to get, you know, to have my consumer's energy bill paid, you know, through DHS. And so I'm giving back, and that feels so good. That's so rewarding. I love it. I'm not exactly sure why I love it so much, but I think it's also the mix of people that I work with. It's a fantastic team. It's very diverse. I'm a minority there as a Caucasian person. It's just great. I love it.
So Josh Wahlberg, how much of your enjoyment of your job has to do with the fact that you're among the full-time employed at this point, that you have a steady paycheck coming in?
Oh my gosh, that's most of it. Like the fact that I work at a company, my store in particular, will make just over $75 million this store as far as their total sales. So I know my job's not going anywhere. And I have 40 hours a week, and I can work and support my family on that.
And Greta, let me ask you the same question. You were unemployed this time last year. How much of the enjoyment in your work comes from the fact that you are now full-time employed?
Very much. Very much a lot of it. I've only been there for 6 months, and it's like every day when I go in, I'm like, thank the Lord, I've got a job. Because, you know, I could still be looking for a job, and I'm so thankful that I'm, you know, full-time, and I love my job.
So in a way, that's what has changed in your working life since the Great Recession, is the gratitude for the job. Is that?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Josh, you'd say the same thing?
I would completely agree, yeah.
But you know, Josh, you must know people who are unemployed or underemployed.
Oh, yeah, I know plenty of people. I mean, people I work with at Walmart, they're, you know, spouses and stuff. And then the kids I work with at McDonald's, a lot of them, they got stuck in this job and are going to be there forever if they don't get out. So I'm totally gratified and happy that I have a full-time job.
And what do you say to the people who are still struggling? I mean, do you have any kind of advice for them?
You know, I tell them I've bought 2 vehicles and I'm buying my own house since the Great Recession started. So it's what you make it. Like, if you're actually going to go out and you're going to put in the work to make the effort to make your life better, your life's going to be better. And if you're not going to put in that effort, you're not going to get it.
But Greta, you deal with people every day who are trying to find a job and can't. What kind of, how do you encourage them?
Oh, goodness. I tell them about Michigan.gov, and that's how I got my job. And, you know, they need to go on there every day, look at the jobs that are listed, read, you know, the read about them, and then apply and follow the directions. You have to follow the directions to a T. But, you know, it took me, oh, goodness, I signed up with the State of Michigan job site, like, back in 2006, but I really didn't start looking for a job until I was unemployed for 1 year and 2 months. So I really, you know, pushed with it to get my application out there and resume. After about a solid year of looking, I was finally hired. So I tell them, go to Michigan.gov.
It sounds like the overall message that you give them, Greta, is have patience. That is,
yes.
Greta Picklesheimer. She is joining us from Michigan, and Josh Wahlberg loves his job in Colorado as well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Give us the stories about your job as well.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Solitaire. I've been looking for work for about the past year. I still don't have anything, but I have more prospects now than I have in months. So to me, that's good. Still like to get a job, but I think things are looking up.
8778, my take.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.